Yeah, I know. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jesus. Let the life of Jesus Christ dwell within each one of us today, Lord. Let the fullness of your power and life dwell within our members. We give ourselves to you today, Lord. We give our wills and our emotions to you today, Lord. We give our thoughts and our intentions and the motivations of our hearts and minds to you today, Lord. We surrender to you in reverent submission, Lord. We surrender our futures and our present, and we deposit our pasts before you, Lord, at your feet, that you would take our entire lives, past, present, and future, and make them something beautiful, something powerful, something wonderful, Lord. That the world will say, they are mine. They are mine. They will know you, Lord. They will see you in us. They will know that you dwell within us. Lord, we ask for your presence to abide with us throughout the day today. And to abide in us today by your power, by your strength, by your Holy Spirit dwelling in within our members, causing us to do your will, causing us to think your thoughts, causing us to hear your voice and to speak your word and remind us of what your word says to us to do and to be and to believe. And most importantly, it is to believe, Lord. We put our hope and expectation in you. We put our faith in you. It isn't about how great we can be. It's about how great you can be within us. And we put our faith in you that is within us to do your will and to follow you, to follow hard after you, Lord. In all of our ways, Lord, we surrender. We surrender all the things that we desire to happen in our lives. We surrender them to you, Lord, because you are able to make exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and imagine come to pass in our lives. So we surrender our plans and our motivations for our lives. We lay them at your feet. We surrender our wills to you, that your will would be accomplished within us. And Lord, we choose that today, and we choose that tomorrow, and we choose that until the day that you come and take us home. We choose it because we love you and we want to live for you and serve you and follow you. We want to know you. We want to fellowship with you. Lord, Enoch was taken because he walked with you. He was a foreshadow of the rapture when you come. He was, from the foundation of the earth, the example that you put in the Word of God of the rapture taking place. And you said all your works are done from the foundation of the earth, everything. So that which you did in the beginning, you will do at the end. It's written in the Word that you did it, and you'll do it again. Only this time you're going to take everybody that's waiting for you. And so, Lord, we're ready for that. We make ourselves ready for that. We want to be spared the hardship that's going to come upon those that are on the earth after you return to take us home. We want to be ready to be spared all of that. Make us ready, Lord. Give us a ready heart and a ready mind and a ready will. Let our focus and attention be on eternal things and not just the things of this world. Yes, we have to abide here. Yes, we have to do what is right. And we have to do what is pleasing in your sight as we walk out our lives in this life. But we always have to be conscious of eternity. We always have to be conscious of eternal things and of your words to us about eternity. And Lord, you spoke so much about eternity when you were here on the earth. You told us all what is going to happen. You told us about the times of the end. You told us about everything that would take place, and they're happening now. Israel, right at this time, is proclaiming peace and safety. The hostages have been returned. And we praise you for that, Lord.
To the warehouse.
Oh, I apologize. Yes, Lord, the hostages are free. But Lord, it says in the word that when they proclaim peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. That is exactly where we're at right now. So, Lord, we make ourselves ready for that. We make ourselves ready for your coming, for all that you plan, everything that you've said in your word, that you're bringing it to pass right now. The times of the end are upon us, and we welcome the times of the end. Because that means that's the time of the beginning of your kingdom in eternity in heaven. And you're setting up your kingdom on this earth when we return. So, Father, we look forward to those days. We look forward to that happening in our lives. And we set ourselves like flint, ready and available to you. Jesus Christ's name. Amen, and so be it.